Please open our Bibles to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. I'm speaking on the subject Lazarus. 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 I'm speaking on the subject Lazarus. You know, Jesus is now going to die in Jerusalem. Next week will be Palm Sunday, and we see how before, a few days before Jesus' death, the whole of Israel jubilates this man and celebrates him. But before he goes into Jerusalem, he does another miracle, probably one of the very remarkable miracles that he performed. This is the 11th miracle that he performed by raising the dead from the dead. Glory to God. He raised the dead from the dead. And this person was no other person than Lazarus. And so I've called this sermon Lazarus. Last week I spoke on the subject transformation is here. And you see, Jesus says something in John chapter 11, verse 33. Come with me in verse 33, please. Coming down, he says, therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and he said, where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus again groaning in himself came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone lay against it. He said, where have you laid him? You see, this is a question the Lord asked Lazarus's sisters, where they had laid Lazarus. So a little bit the clarity of the story is basically, Lazarus was very sick, and Lazarus is a friend of Jesus. And so his sister sends a message to Lazarus, to Jesus. Go and tell the Lord that the one that he loves is sick and is lying, dying. When Jesus heard the news, you would think that Jesus would have, after all that he was doing, left it and gone, you know, I love Lazarus. I don't want Lazarus to die. I don't want Lazarus' life to end. So I am going to go and wake him up. I'm going to go and heal him and prevent him from dying. You know, there is a wise saying that prevention is better than cure, right? So Jesus should have just heard this news and gone to save him. Like the Jews asked, couldn't this man have come to wake Lazarus out of his sick bed? This guy opened the eye of the blind and all that, and yet still he allows his so-called loved one to die. You see, this tells us a few things about our Lord Jesus Christ and about how God does things. You see, God loves us regardless. He has great love for you and I. And he understands and knows the sufferings that we go through. You see, the fact that God loves you, the fact that God loves you and cares for you and I, doesn't mean that he will stop everything that he's doing, or when the time is not right for him to do something for you, he will not do what he has to do. He loves you regardless. He loves you and I regardless. And so, when sometimes we are going through difficulties, when we are going through hardships, nothing should cause us to think that our God doesn't love us and he's not going to come through for us. Because you know what? With God, delay is not denial. Delay is not denial. The fact that God delays in doing something, particularly in your life, doesn't mean he has denied you and he doesn't care for you. The fact that West Asian Christian Center, we have a vision and we have launched the vision, and certain things are not going according to how we want it, doesn't mean that God has denied us and he has given up on us. No. God does things in seasons. God does things according to his own will, which is why last week I encouraged you to begin to live a life worthy of God's will, a life that is according to God's will. And today we are coming to see that our God is on a journey of bringing us out of our mud, out of our rot, out of our useless situations. Our Lord Jesus can still bring us out of it. And so, however you can look at West Asian Christian Center, whatever you can look at us as a church and say about us, oh, this church is useless in this community. This church has no presence in this community. This church doesn't know what they are doing. This church is a stinking church. Don't go there. I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus is about, and the Lord Jesus is bringing the good out of us here. Maybe in your own personal life, people have told you, you are no good. You see, Jesus got to the place. Jesus got to Martha and Mary, Bethany. He got to Bethany. And the moment he reaches there, Martha runs to him. And Martha says, my Lord, if you had been here, this would not have happened. Your so-called loved one would not have died. Your so-called loved one would not have died. I want to read what Mary said here. When you go to verse 28 to 32. And when she had said these things, she wept her way, and she went away and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, the teacher has come and is calling for you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, where they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she is going to the tomb to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. If you had been here, my brother would not have died. But look at what he said. Look at this. She fell at her feet, and the words followed, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. This is a sign of worship. Even though Jesus had delayed, and had not come when they needed Jesus, yet still, when she met Jesus, she still saw that my Lord is standing in front of me. Hardships will come our way. Difficulties will come our way. She still said, Lord, and knelt at her feet. Hardships will come our way. Difficulties will come our way at church. Individually, personally, hardships might be even happening now in your life. Do not stop worshiping your Lord. She still worshipped. It might be so disappointing. Whatever you're going through might be so disappointing. But remember, He is your Lord. Our Lord Jesus came to die to save you and I from the grip of Satan. The word of God says that for this reason, the Son of God was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. And so no matter what is going on in your personal life, continue to worship your Lord. Continue to adore your Lord. Continue to go on your knee and worship him. Continue to worship him. And so we see in the 33, as I've talked about that, Jesus asked. When Jesus saw the weeping, this was somebody he loved. Jesus also wept. Jesus groaned within himself and he wept. This tells us a few things. That God sees our tears. You see, the struggle that you're going through, the hustles, the weeping in the night that you weep, as the word of God says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes the morning. God sees it. He bears with you in what you're going through. There are so many things going on in your life, and you don't know where to turn to, who to turn to, where hope is going to come from, where. But remember that the Lord sees what you're going through. It again tells us that God is touched by our tears. Jesus wept. The people were weeping. Martha was weeping. Mary was weeping. And Jesus wept too. He was moved by their weeping. And our weeping touches our Lord. This points us, God is moved by our tears and our weepings as well. Not the crocodile weeping. You know, there's some weeping we call crocodile weeping. Pretending. My son is good at it. Sometimes he would wake up in the morning and just begin to weep. And the tears doesn't even come. Pretending to have stomach pains so that he will stay home and not go to school. I'm not talking about that weeping. That true and earnest weeping that you weep in your spirit, in your mind, the tears that come from a place of anguish and having no return, nobody to hear you out. God hears. He is touched by that weeping. And so there are many times, sometimes I'm just sitting in front of the Lord and I start weeping. Those weepings move him to do something. God remembers our tears. Every cry you have cried for the Lord, every weeping you have wept in prayer for your nation, for your town, for your president, for your husband, for your loved one, for your haters, any weeping you have wept, God does not forget. It will reap its reward. God acts to dry out our tears. God acts to dry out our tears. Lord, I have nobody but you. Blind Bartimaeus cried out after Jesus. Jesus, 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 Son of David, have mercy on me. People were telling him, shut up. But he was weeping. He was calling out for Jesus. And the word of God says that Jesus stopped. Jesus stopped. And Jesus acted because he called out to him. You see, when we call out to God, God acts. And when you weep, the weeping that we have been weeping, we were here on Friday night praying for our community, praying for the well-being of our congregation here. Those of you who were not here, we were here praying for you. And all of you who came, I want to encourage you that God acts upon the things that we ask him to do. The weeping that we weep, the weeping that we cry, he acts upon them. So don't stop. Don't stop. Jesus wept too. He's a human being, just like you and I. He sympathizes with us in what we are going through. And so, as a church, wherever we are now, Lord, we need money. Lord, we need this. Lord, we need that. We need a keyboardist. We need a drummer. We need a guitarist. Everything we are praying and asking God for, he answers. He will answer us. He will answer us. He will answer us. But now, after Jesus had wept and wept and wept, he said, Jesus said, look at 39 to 40. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? I want to spend some time here. After Jesus had wept with them and sympathized with them, now he had to do something about it. What he actually came to do. And so he said, remove the tomb stone. Remove the stone from there. And the sister says, Lord, by now, he's stinking. The stench is today's word, stinking, smelling bad. So I don't think it is right to do this. You see, let me say a little bit about the culture going on here. You see, for the Jewish person in those times, they believe that when someone dies, their spirit stays around for 3 days. And after 3 days, if the person did not wake up, the spirit leaves. And so, after 4 days, the person is really dead. Not only is he also really dead, the body has begun to decay. And so, when Martha said this, and now you then also begin to understand why the Lord took some time to come. Imagine if Jesus had come the second day that Lazarus died. They would have said, oh, Lazarus was going to wake up anyway because his spirit was hanging around. Now you begin to see the miraculous work that Jesus did. And you and I, some of us, our stinking state, I'm sure most people have given up on us. Like, no. This church, nothing good can come out of it. Truly, nothing good can come. Some of us, some people have left us. I want to encourage you guys. I was having lunch with somebody, and I said, do you have any feedback for me? The person is from here. And the person said, it seemed to me like everybody is getting up and leaving. And I got the opportunity to encourage that brother. You see, many might not see what God is about to do here or is doing here, and may say there is no good out of here. May say there is no good of this pastor here, this useless young guy, what's he going to do? They may say all sorts of things. They may do all sorts of things. And some might have moved on from here because they can't see what God is about, is doing here. I want to encourage you. 4 days was not enough for Jesus to wake Lazarus up. And no matter whatever stink we are in, it is not difficult for our Lord Jesus to bring us out of it. And he commanded them, open the tomb. You see, many of us, we are in positions that we did not put ourselves in. For some reason, for some of us, we don't seem to be able to do anything. For some reason, we have been blocked. For some reason, we are in captivity. The Lord Jesus says, the thief cometh, but to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Many of us, for some reason, Satan, who is roaring like a lion, has risen against us in such a way that there is no good that is coming out of us. All that people see around us is death. It's uselessness. There is nothing good that can come out of this young guy. But I'm telling you that the Lord Jesus that you worship and you call upon, he has the authority and the power to tell any demon, any stronghold, any principality to live your life. And so West Hudson Christian Center, any demonic entity that has been released against this church, that hinders this church from fulfilling its purpose, one of our core values is worshiping Jesus. And in Jesus, because we worship Jesus in this house, anything that has been put against these doors of this church, be moved in Jesus' mighty name. Hey, I'm telling you, begin to seek your Lord Jesus. Begin to trust in your Lord Jesus. And you will see the life that will begin to spring out of you. The purpose that will begin to spring out of you. The authority that the Lord Jesus will begin to give you. He says that in my name, they shall go, and they shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall be risen. And so when we are worshiping Jesus here, and we begin to open our doors and walk out of these doors, oh, let me tell you, no power from the kingdom of darkness can resist us. We serve a mighty God. And so Jesus prayed. Then they took away the stone. He told them to take the stone away. 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his head, his eyes, and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Jesus, the breakdown here is this. Then they took away the stone. Now the stone is taken away, and Jesus prays. Jesus prays publicly. You know, sometimes prayer is done privately. And there is a place for public prayer, just so that people will know that we are calling on our Lord Jesus to move in situations. Do not be afraid to pray publicly. Do not be hindered from praying publicly for people. Do not be afraid, because our Lord himself has reasons why he did that. He did it so that the people will know that he was speaking to a supreme God, his Father in heaven. And you and I should begin to feel comfortable to say, can I pray for you, and pray for people in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? To pray. pray. Pray publicly. The power of prayer was rooted in the private prayer times of Jesus. You see, when you are spending that quality time with God, what you do privately is easy. What you do publicly is very easy. And so begin to spend that private time with God, so that when you come out publicly and you speak and you do things in the name of our Lord Jesus, people will see that God is really at work. Now, Jesus said, look at verse 43 to 44. Now, when he had said these things, he cried out a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he whom had died came out bound and foot with grave cloth. And his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Lazarus, come forth. West Hudson Christian Center, come forth. Jimmy Barnes, come forth. Hey, this, you know, there has been times when I have prayed and I have said to my spirit, come forth. When I feel down, when I feel, no. Come forth. Jesus now called Lazarus from the tomb. And Lazarus began to come out with everything that was wrapped on him. Look at this. He was in a tomb that he didn't go and put himself there. They had closed it because, according to them, this guy is dead. Jesus commands them to take it off. Now Jesus calls Lazarus to life. And many of you and I here, the Lord Jesus is calling us back to life. The Lord Jesus is beginning to bring purpose to us. The Lord Jesus is beginning to bring renewal to us. The Lord Jesus is beginning to bring breakthroughs in our life. But look at this. Some of us, we still have the cloth around us. The stench is still around you. The stigma is still on you. And again, the Lord Jesus is saying, go and take it off. You see, the people who have looked at you and undermined you, the people who have watched you and said all sorts of things, these same people will see what God is doing in your life, and they will begin to marvel and give glory and honor to our Lord Jesus. Watch. These same people who walked out of this church and said that there is no purpose for West Hudson Christian Center, they are probably going around saying all sorts of things. Let's continue to worship our Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus is going to begin to take all the stigmas off us. Oh, these people there at that church, they are gossipers. Yes, we were. Yes, we did it. Now we are repenting. We are asking God for new grace. There is going to be a time we will not gossip anymore. Oh, there are racists in that church. Oh, yes, we did. And we have repented. And we have asked God for forgiveness. And now he's going to take that stigma off our shoulder. Whatever it is that is a stigma. Hey, this building used to be a Masonic temple. Yes, it was. But the Lord Jesus is being worshipped in this house. A non-Masonic symbol is here. Child of God, you and I can begin to walk in the full transformation that is in Jesus. When Jesus was going to Bethany to perform this miracle, he knew that this was going to be a door for the enemy, for the high priest to even wage a better battle against him. When you read the passages before, Jesus knew exactly, even before they tried to kill him there, when he told his disciples, let's go back to Bethany and go and wake up Jesus. Go and wake Lazarus up. The word of God says that his own disciples said to him, how are we going to go back to somewhere where they tried to stone you and kill you? How are you going to go back there? But you see, this is a point that I want to make here. Regardless of whatever our condition is now, regardless of whatever situation we are in now, our living God will stop at nothing to come through for us if we don't give up. He heard the news, he delayed, he had his timing, he had his purpose, he declared a word, and in the fullness of time, he went to fulfill that word. I'm telling you, dear brothers and sisters, no matter what is happening in your life, remember that God loves you. Continue to worship him. Continue to believe in him. Continue to adore him. Continue to be the servant that you are. And the things that you did not put upon yourself, or even if you yourself put it upon yourself, the Lord Jesus will begin a work of transforming your situation. He will not stop. He says that, behold, I am with you to the end of days. The Holy Spirit will not stop moving amongst us here. And so we need to begin to allow him to move amongst us. When you go anywhere you go, remember that the Lord Jesus is with you. And so you can minister to people. You can pray in situations. You can trust him to move in situations. Oh, West Hudson Christian Center, I want to remind you that we serve a God that will leave the 99 sheep and go after the one sheep that is lost. Whoever is lost here will be found in the name of Jesus. And I'm telling you that God has not given up on the town of Kearney. And so we cannot be comfortable in this room. We can depend on his grace to begin to go out and begin to minister unto people and begin to see God bring purpose and life and renewal to other people. Just as we have found the Lord Jesus, he is willing to move in our community through us. Don't give up. Don't give up. There is purpose in Jesus. And he said, I am the life and the resurrection. Life is in Jesus. Resurrection, coming from that which is useless, coming from death, coming from uselessness, coming from stench, is in Jesus Christ. That is what Jesus is so unique and special for, and which is why any place you go and you mention the name of Jesus, the devil cannot stand it, because he knows if Jesus appears here, there is going to be a difference. People who have no purpose are going to begin to have purpose. People who have no vision are going to begin to have vision. People in Joel, we understand that the old men shall see visions, and the young men. So even if you are here and you are as old as you are, and you are probably waiting for your glorious day where you meet the Lord Jesus, God still has a purpose for you and I. God bless you, child of God. Continue to worship your God. Maybe your relationship with Jesus is not strong. Today you have an opportunity to start afresh. You have an opportunity to worship. Like Lazarus' sisters, when they came and they worshipped him, when they believed in him, he moved. Continue to pray. Don't stop your prayer. As they prayed, Jesus asked the question, where have you put Lazarus? And I pray in the name of Jesus that the Lord Jesus is going to cause your heart to begin to yearn and to cry and to weep and to seek the Lord Jesus for your soul, and not just for your soul, but for the loved ones in your life. May the Lord Almighty bless you. May the Lord Almighty favor you. May the life that is in Jesus Christ begin to show forth in your life. And that wherever you go, this this life begin to transform situations around you. And then may the favor of the living God rest upon you as a church and a congregation, that you shall indeed become true worshippers of our Lord Jesus. And that through you, others will also become true worshippers of our Lord Jesus Christ. Child of God, this is not the time to play pity party. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to rest. It is the time of seeking God. It is the time of rising up. It is the time of calling on your Father. And he says, call on me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things you do not know of. I want to encourage you. Be strong and courageous. Rest in him. Trust him. And he will do his work in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Glory to God.